Good afternoon. You're listening to Politics in Action on CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Anna, bringing you the latest on local political news. In today's episode, I will be discussing the main political themes in this upcoming election, such as economy and public finance, immigration and identity, and education, and why this election is unlike any other in Canadian history. On the subject of economy and public finance, the Liberals are promising to balance the budget while committing $440 million over the next 5 years, encouraging entrepreneurship and the job market. Coalition Quebec plan to reduce the tax burden of Quebecers through school tax cuts and create a Quebec's version of Silicon Valley in the St. Lawrence region, creating a hub of innovation, states the coalition leader François Legault. Le Parti Québécois leader Jean-François Lisée advocates economic nationalism and fights to help prevent corporate headquarters from leaving the province. Québec Solidaire would immediately follow in the footsteps of Ontario and raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, nationalizing Quebec's natural resources, such as the mining and forestry industries, seeking to collect almost $13 billion more a year from large corporations. Immigration and the perseverance of Quebec's identity has been a unique main focus on this election, especially with François Legault, leader of the Coalition Avenir Quebec, seeking to reduce immigration to the province and expelling newcomers who cannot pass French language and Quebec value tests 3 years after their initial arrival. This comes at a crucial time, since Quebec has had to accept an extensive amount of refugees this past year, hitting a peak of about 250 to 300 every day in 2017, and the numbers have only increased since then. This statistics comes from the Quebec Immigration Minister, David Hurdle. The Parti Québécois believes that 50,000 immigrants is too many for Quebec to accept each year. Lisée wants the Auditor General to suggest a different figure and estimate 35 to 40,000 would be acceptable. They would also ensure that 25% of newcomers settle in rural communities instead of big cities such as Quebec City and Montreal. In order to preserve Quebec's French identity, Quebec Solidaire promises to create a network of resources centers for immigrants to provide easier access to information about jobs and French programs for immigrants, and reinforce the use of French as the language of the workplace by applying the Charte de la Langue Française to businesses with more than 20 employees. As part of the English minority group living in Quebec, I can personally understand how this new policy could have potential changes to the current Anglo-Franco dynamic within the community. On the other hand, the Liberals endorsed a plan that will see Quebec accept between 49,000 to 53,000 immigrants within the next year, potentially raising the number from last year. Now on to the theme of education, which I believe is prominent since we live in a university city with Université de Sherbrooke and Bishops. These potential reforms would have repercussions to not only the students, but to their families. The Liberals would want to increase system spending by 1.2 to 0.2%, respectively in the first 2 years of their mandate. Parti Québécois has promised to gradually move towards free cégep and university tuition, beginning with low-income students. This measure, they estimate, will cost $400 million. Further, Parti Québécois will provide affordable lunches for elementary school students, as well as cheaper school supplies, by having schools make bulk purchases on parents' behalf. Coalition Avenir Quebec would want to abolish school boards and replace them with service centers that would provide administrative support to schools. The party believes this would give schools greater autonomy and make the education system cheaper to run. They also plan to increase spending by 3.5% annually. Quebec Solidaire wants to provide free education for everybody living in the province, from daycare through to university. The party estimates that providing free education for Quebecers between the ages of 0 to 17 will cost the government $950 million annually. Evidently, each party has clearly contrasting views within their policy, which adds a level of tension between the parties as they're arguing very prominent issues. This was clearly represented in last Thursday's televised debate between the parties, in which Jean-François took the opportunity to criticize Quebec Solidaire's stance within the election and their absence of a conventional leader, which in place is represented by both a male and female spokesperson by the names of Gabrielle Nadeau-Dubois and Manon Massé. An issue that has plagued our election is the lack of political participation within the English-speaking community in the Eastern Township. This lack of participation, that's even more apparent in the younger generation, has caused outcomes that may not represent the majority of the voter population. With every person that doesn't vote, it increases the risk of letting a minority of people take the majority vote. This isn't how democracy should operate. This is why our goal for the 2018 provincial election is to get as many people as possible aware and informed so that they can be a part of our future as a province. You've been listening to Politics in Action on CGMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Anna, bringing you latest on local political news every week. I hope that the information that I have provided you with today makes you feel confident and educated enough to enter a voting booth on Monday, October 1st, and help shape our region for the better.